And Kathy Dawes now, two times in 1 week. We have Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse on with us today. In fact, we've been hearing a bit from you on another subject entirely today. And Gina Scroggs, Executive Director, Downtown Manhattan, Inc. And I know you two gals are pretty busy with everything that's coming up. Gina, I will let you lead off about all the festivities with the parade, and I'll let you explain.
Okay. Well, as you know, it's 'tis the season to get ready for the Mayor's Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade, which is on Friday, December 1st, and it begins at 5:30. As usual, it travels down Points Avenue and concludes at Triangle Park in Aggieville with the traditional lighting of the Mayor's Holiday Tree. So our big push right now is for entries, and we actually have a challenge that we are issuing out to the community, and that is for construction companies and electric companies. Who better to light up a parade than electric companies? Engineering firms, folks that are real good at building floats and lighting them up. We would like to challenge those businesses to get involved and see if they can't outdo each other. It's always fun. We do have some pretty good companies that took us up on that challenge. So I'm hoping to see some pretty neat parade, floats this year. But we actually will take all kinds of folks. This is a community parade. And we actually have really been doing a push for a category we call friends and neighbors, because we would like for these neighborhoods and your the people that you maybe barbecue with or your children hang out with in your neighborhood, we'd like you all to get together and go out and buy some fun personal lighted stuff and maybe be a walking group. And we're seeing more of those. We want people who love their dogs to light up their dogs and get in the parade. We're looking for people who have boats, ag folks who have tractors. If you can light it up, we will take you.
Well, and I know, having taken part a few years back, it is such a heartwarming experience to see the crowds at the side of the street. And there's just something about lights that just gets you in the spirit, Gina.
Absolutely. And we've just been thrilled with the number of folks that really just deep on Points that just come and bring their kids out, and our restaurants are full. You can get if it's a particularly cold evening, you can get a nice seat and, you know, one of our restaurants at the window and watch the parade go by. So, it's one of our favorite events of the year.
Turning to the mayor now, I don't want her to feel left out, but I know this is, as Gina mentioned, huge community-wide fundraiser. It kind of brings Manhattan together. And talk some about, this is obviously a food drive too, quite
yes,
frankly,
it is.
And I'll let you explain that aspect of it.
You know, food is, there are always people who are hungry, and we have community meals in the evenings. But this is the big fundraiser for the Flint Hills Bread Basket each year, and both for food and for raising funds. They are the ones that distribute the baskets at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it takes a big buildup to get to that point. They especially need turkeys and hams to fill the baskets. And the turkeys are needed by November 15th because they'll be distributed shortly thereafter. And the hams by December 11th because those will go out, I think. But there are the bread basket will have a collection point at Dillon's West on December 2nd and December 9th. So as we build up, they're going to actually have someone there to take that turkey and take that ham. It costs about $40 per basket to us, and the bread basket staff and volunteers. We're always interested in volunteers to help assemble the baskets, and they will start that work. But it costs about $40 average for the basket. And I think we're always interested in donations also, because the food that we get doesn't exactly balance out, and we have to supplement a little bit.
I know we did have Mary Beth Kiefer on yesterday, we can't repeat enough the importance of this.
Oh, well, if you had her yesterday.
Well,
no,
we don't, and it's good to get your perspective. And I think the important thing is the Manhattan folks don't realize there truly is hunger in this community. We kind of take it for granted that our stomachs are full, but there's a lot of folks that go without food.
I'm constantly impressed with the need that's there. And actually, what impresses me or surprises me is the growing need, because you would think that we would be able to solve some of these issues in our culture and our society. And instead, they just kind of grow. So it's important that every one of us make a contribution. I know Gina is, as your fee for the parade, the registration fee is to bring a non-perishable food item.
Or a donation to the bread basket.
Mm-hmm.
I think just to tag on to what you were saying, Mayor, is that, you know, I don't know how many people know this, but the bread basket receives no monies from local, state, or federal entities. And so they rely entirely upon the good graces of community members. So, you know, when you either you enter the parade and you make your contribution that way, or if you are along the parade route, you can actually dump a non-perishable food item or a check to the breadbasket into their entry, which is shopping carts. They push shopping carts down the parade route, and so certainly would take those items at that time. But too, you know, it's one of those things where you need to sort of make a concerted effort. If you go to shop at Dillon's West, you know, make that contribution. They truly rely on the citizens of this community.
Anything else about the parade? We've kind of gone over some of the basics, but anything else we need to emphasize for folks? Again,
strange,
the winds.
You should ask.
Yes, the mayor.
Gina has answers.
Yes, I bet she does.
Well,
all
sure.
Kinds of trophies. Well, I want to know about this mayor's trophy.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That, Linda. Well, what's that all about?
What we do, they tell me, each year is to appoint a committee of three, and I'm selecting three former mayors to do the judging of the entries in the parade so that we have. And that's one that I think it's really good to have some former mayors so that they know what to look for in the mayor's parade. And it keeps me off the hot seat this year.
I still have some wonderful photos of some of the mayors from past parades.
Yeah.
And I'm remembering Wynn Butler in a little lighted jester hat or something.
Oh my.
Yes. Gina, maybe more too about the different awards that are given out and just the fun involved.
Sure. So we don't have ever a theme, except to say that your entry must be lighted. But we do have awards, and like the mayor said, we have Best in Show, which is Mayor Morse's award this year. And we have another category called Best Use of Lights. Of course, that's the one that we really like to see. Spirit of the Bread Basket, and this is really unique. This is an entry that uses or represents food. We had a float one year that did built their entire float out of cans, and then turned around and donated all of those. Actually, it was more than just cans; it was boxes of non-perishable foods as well. And then we have our best youth float, our best foot entry, which is what I was talking about with our new friends and neighbors category. And then a new one, only a few years old, is the best bicycle entry. And that award actually came from former Mayor Wynn Butler, who is a big advocate of bike riding. And so he now actually personally sponsors that award, and it's his favorite. So, and we do have many, many dozens of bike riders in our parade.
Very good. Well, what are we forgetting? Anything else we need to emphasize today, Gina? And then Linda, I'll let you count. Linda?
Well, I would just say that one of the biggest supporters of this Christmas parade is Wynn Butler. And now that the campaign's over, we can talk on air.
Uh-huh.
But he just comes alive. He's like Santa. And he even gives the other city commissioners a hat with lights on it. And
find that old picture.
It is
I remember.
So much fun.
It is his thing. It truly is.
It is.
One last thing to note is if you would like to be in the Mayor's Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade, please visit our website at downtownmhk.com. We have come into the 21st century and now have a fillable online form that you can fill out. So it's a really simple form. It's a really great community effort. And we just encourage you, if you haven't been in it before, get your friends together, get your family, your coworkers, and just come and join in the fun.
Real quickly, you'll need headphones. I guess we had just had a call, but Mitch is going to tell us what that was about.
Absolutely. The parade is on Friday, December 1st. It starts at 5:30 p.m., and it travels along Points Avenue and ends in Aggieville at Triangle Park. And the ceremony there is the conclusion of the parade, in which Mayor Morse will flip the switch to light the official Mayor's Holiday Parade tree in Triangle Park.
And General Myers is invited. I think last year, Yusha Reddy, Mayor, invited one of the children from the crowd to come up and actually push the button. And I thought that was pretty special.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by today. And again, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and also Downtown Manhattan Inc. Executive Director Gina Scroggs will take a break. And Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen very patiently waiting to share a few words with us today. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.